Hey, thank you so much. That's right. It is us, Mike and Kim, and we've got a great program for you. So give yourself a few minutes to just relax.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us right here in the Valentine area in Cherry County of North Central Nebraska. Whether you're planning next year's trip down the Niobrara River or a camping trip out to Merritt Reservoir to take advantage of the international dark skies, you can find out all the information you need to do that by going to visitvalentine.com. That's visitvalentine.com.
And since 1963, longtime advertiser Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Now, are you getting the publication coming to you weekly? If you are not, trust me, you need to check it out. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com. You can subscribe there, and plus they have a lot of other information there as well. Get it coming to your home weekly and check out on the website as well. It's what ranchers read.
You know, Kim, the other day I was cruising through the World Wide Web, which is kind of dangerous, and I found something that had moms now versus moms then.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Okay, so here we go. Okay. Moms now. That word is inappropriate. Moms then would say, say that again and I'll wash your mouth out with soap. Now, good job trying one bite of the dinner I made. Now, you can have macaroni and cheese. Moms then would have said this, you'll eat what I make, whether you like it or not. There are starving children in the world. And moms now, I can see that you're upset. Take a deep breath and use your words. Moms then, you better stop crying or I'll really give you something to cry about. All right, all in humor now, folks. Moms now would say, you can't walk around the block by yourself. I'll drive you. Text me when you need a ride back. Moms then, you want to go out? Take your bike. Be home before dark. Remember those days? All right, one more of those today. Today, I packed your bento box with almond butter on whole grain, kale chips, and an organic smoothie. Moms back then would have said, take a brown bag with a bologna sandwich and Wonder Bread. Grab a Twinkie and a Hawaiian Punch to go. The difference between moms now and moms then. Something else along those lines, I ran across this. Some days you eat salads and go to the gym. Some days you eat cupcakes and refuse to put on pants. I call it balance. I don't know if that's a balanced diet or not, but anyway.
Just balance.
Just the balance of life, I guess, out there.
I'm not sure if I'm planning ahead, I'm planning behind, or I just thought this was a nice piece to share with you. It's called My Prayer for the New Year. This is by Jake Lake. Grant me the strength from day to day to bear what burdens come my way. Grant me throughout this bright new year more to endure and less to fear. Help me live that I may be from spite and petty malice free. Let me not bitterly complain when cherished hopes of mine prove vain, or spoil of deeds of hate and rage some fair tomorrow's spotless page. Lord, as the days shall come and go, in courage let me stronger grow. Let me with patience stand and wait, a friend to all who find my gate. Keep me from envy and from scorn, as the sun shines every morn on great and low. So let me give my love to all who round me live. Lord, as the new year dawns today, help me to put my faults away. Let me be big in little things. Grant me the joy which friendship brings. Keep me from selfishness and spite. Let me be wise in what is right. A happy new year grant that I may bring no tear to any eye. When this new year in time shall end, let it be said, I've played the friend. Again, that's Jake Lake's My Prayer for the New Year. It could be the new day as well.
Here's a workplace story to end the program today. Several years ago, we had an intern who was none too swift. One day, she was typing and turned to the secretary and said, I'm almost out of typing paper. What do I do? Just use copier machine paper, the secretary told her. With that, the intern took her last remaining blank piece of paper, put it on the photocopier, and proceeded to make 5 blank copies.
Oh, no.
Folks, if you have something to share, you know what to do. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for the good stuff.